Honored to be joined by the most prolific receiver in Southeastern Conference history. This is Vanderbilt's Jordan Matthews. When you hear that, that's got to sound good, right? The most prolific receiver in Southeastern Conference history.
Yeah, it definitely sounds good. I haven't had too much time to reflect on it with the whole draft process starting up so quickly after my senior year, but I think it's going to be something that when I look back on it, once I get older, I'm going to be really proud of.
Well, still, though, you have something to prove to NFL scouts. Yes, and it would seem to some of us, if you'd put up nearly 300 catches and almost 4,000 yards, you'd say, hey, watch the tape. But they still want to see things out of you. How do you not get a little insulted by that?
You know, I'm not insulted by it at all because I know that transferring over to the NFL is something completely different. There's a lot of guys who've had a lot of college success and go to NFL, and they're not able to transfer it over. So I think they want to see what attributes are mine can actually fit into their schemes and how that will go over to the game. Plus, this is the first time they can actually get me in those meeting rooms and those film rooms so they get to see what kind of player I am intellectually, also as much as physically.
Last year, everybody knew Vanderbilt was going to get you the football, and so the Commodores had to use you very different ways to get you open. How much has that helped you in terms of your knowledge of various positions and different things in the overall pass game?
It's helped me extremely because I've learned how to read coverage from outside and inside, but also I think going and meeting with these NFL teams, I know how to talk football almost from the sense of a quarterback. It's not like you're talking to a regular wide receiver whenever they put film up or whenever they get me on the board and talk about progression, passing game, going from 22 personnel, 10 personnel, playing the X, the Z, the Y, and the F. So I know all those type of terminologies, and I think it's really helped me with this process. I think moving forward is going to help me a lot too.
And at the combine, you showed the straight line speed you needed to with the 4.46 in the 40, showing speed and quickness out of the breaks, now something you're having to show?
Yeah, definitely. That was one of my biggest things going into pro day that I wanted to show. I felt like at the combine I was able to go ahead and silence a lot of critics when it came to my straight line speed. I ran good routes at the combine, but at the same time I didn't get to run as many as I wanted to. So being able to have a lot of the scouts, of course the Titans be able to come there and watch me at pro day was good for that too. They got to see me run routes, get in and out of breaks, and I feel like I did a good job.
What are you enjoying most about this process?
I would say really going through with my friends. You know, we had a really big senior class at Vanderbilt that got to come out. Andre Howell at corner, Keen Lather at safety. Those are two top guys. Then you got Jonathan Krause, my fellow wide receiver. Also Carter Samuels, my quarterback. So, and that's just the short list. So being able to go through with my guys, train with them every day at Vanderbilt, be able to come up here and meet with all these coaches with them too, it's great to go through it with your brother. So I'm really enjoying it.
And the process is longer this year. I mean, starting from the Senior Bowl on forward to May the 8th, 9th, and 10th with the draft, it's even longer. How tough do you think the next couple of months are going to be for you?
You know, I know it's pretty grueling. I know I've talked to a lot of guys who say, like, you know, you really hit the ground running and get going. But at the same time, you're living out your dream. I mean, when you were a kid, the biggest thing you always thought about was playing to the NFL and making it to that point. So to know that you're in a position now to actually get there, you know, you can't complain about it. You got to go in, you know, bring your lunch pill every day, get in the playbook, meet the guys, and start kind of getting acclimated so you can actually go on your team and make an instant impact.
Jerry Rice is your cousin.
Yes, sir.
So you'll probably never be the top overall receiver in your family, but being a close second would be great, wouldn't it?
Nah, I don't ever want to settle for close second.
That's great. Good to see you. Congratulations.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
This is Jordan Matthews from Vanderbilt, the leading pass receiver in Southeastern Conference history, joining us at TitansOnline.com.